Now you're at the filing suit point. And along this litigation continuum, what you're doing is you're going from these unknowns, and all along the path, you're making things more certain. And so now that we get to the filing suit point, all of those original things that you were considering with venue and things like that, you have to make decisions. So, Stephanie, help us to understand the filing. You've now decided you've got to file suit. So where are we going to file this?
So ideally, if you have the case in time, you want to file, I think, at least 6 months before statute, because you could have all kinds of issues with service. You want to make sure that you have some discovery responses in before statute, if possible. So if there's another potential party, maybe you didn't know from the police report or other information that the defendant was actually on the job, where the employer could still be on the hook financially, but you want them named in the lawsuit because that adds a lot, like at trial and for settlement purposes. So you really want to file it as soon as possible before statute, after you've given a reasonable time for settlement. You're looking through all the possible defendants, trying to find the best venue option. We've talked about that. If there is UIM coverage and you feel like the case is worth the UIM coverage, then you have a decision too if you want to include them in the initial suit or have a separate one. I include them. Different attorneys handle it different ways. I don't want to have to duplicate discovery, and most importantly, I don't want my client to be deposed more than one time. So I bring them in together. Usually there's no issue on like severance and abatement, as long as you don't have the extra contractual bad faith claims in there as well, and you can get discovery done all at the same time, and hopefully it's a smooth line usually to, once you've got enough discovery, the first party then settles out.